Terry, you've brought along a few items today. Just tell me a couple of them, please.
A couple of prints and some Chinese drawings or Japanese drawings that I'm not sure of.
And your wife, Marion, says that you pick some of these items up from boot fairs and stuff like that.
That's correct, yeah.
And so you're antiques hunters as well, are you?
Well, we like to have a dabble.
Yeah. And have you ever been to a show like this before? Or?
No.
So what made you come today?
Well, we're all fans of Flog It, and my wife likes Paul and Adam.
So, are you going to be prepared to sell these items if they're interested?
Yeah.
And the auction's at Paddock Wood in a few weeks. Would you be able to go to that?
Yeah, we both recently retired, so yeah.
New hobby then, eh?
Exactly.
What's your name?
Pam Coomber.
And where are you from, Pam?
Stroud.
And you've come today with your friend?
Julie Carter from Stroud.
And you've bought some. Explain to me what they are.
Well, one is a piece of white jade, and it's in the shape of a dragon, which is, you know, over 100 years old, I think. And also some ivory.
And you bought a container as well. It's like a trinket box,
isn't
it?
That's right, but it's all very ornate.
Very ornate, isn't
it?
Yeah. And what have you bought?
I've bought a Chinese ginger jar with a lid and a little candle snuffer that's 1897.
And there's a really nice story to that, isn't there?
There is, yes. My mother's sister found it on a rubbish tip about over 100 years ago now and was frightened to take it home because she would be in trouble for having been to the tip. So she hid it under a brick and they moved house, and she remembered years later and went back and it was still there.
That's an amazing story, isn't it? So you're a fan of the programme? You watch
it?
Yeah,
yes. Very good.
Yeah.
And it's a nice day out, isn't
That's
it?
That's right. So.